Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Tonight's book is I Wish by Jillian Harker. Benji sat on the bed, feeling a little bit lonely. He was new here, and he hadn't seen anyone else in the bedroom. He watched a moonbeam slip through a gap in the curtains and slide across the bed. I wish I had someone to play with, he whispered. Did I hear someone say they wanted to play? Asked a voice. The lid of the toy box flew open and out climbed a dangling-legged spotted horse. Hi, I'm Dottie, and I love to play. Dottie jumped onto the bed and began to bounce up and down. Where did you come from? She asked. From the birthday party, replied Benji. I was a present. Did someone mention a party? A friendly-looking monkey poked his head around the curtain. Why weren't Rosie and I invited? A floppy-eared rabbit appeared beside him. Max and I love parties, Rosie the rabbit told Benji, and so does Humph. She stared at the toy box. A loud yawn came from inside. Then a bright blue hippo slowly lifted his head. A party, said Hump. That means food, and I am hungry. Is there anything left to eat? I think there are some cupcakes in the kitchen, replied Benji. But do you think we should? But Hump was already out the door. Oh, said Benji, looking at the other toys. Should we go after him? Benji was bumping down the stairs after Hump when Dottie zoomed past. This is fun, she nighed. Wait for me, called Benji. In the kitchen, Hump was about to take a bite out of a leftover cupcake. The candle was already halfway into his mouth. Benji grabbed it just in time. Excuse me, he explained, but you aren't supposed to eat that part. Thanks, Benji. You're smart. I wish I knew things like that, he grumbled Hump. Before Benji could explain about the candle, he heard Dottie and Rosie yell loudly. They were staring at a large black shape outside the kitchen window. They grabbed Benji and held on tight. It's just a cat, Benji said. No need to worry. Phew, sighed Rosie with relief. I wish I could be as brave as you, Benji, laughed Dottie. That cat will stay outside, won't it? Whispered Max. They all looked to Benji for reassurance. Max had crept across the room and hidden under the table. Hump's knees were shaking. There was a squeaking noise and then a loud clatter. Don't worry, that's just the cat coming into the kitchen, explained Benji. But Hump and Dottie, Max and Rosie had all raced out through the kitchen door and disappeared up the stairs as fast as their legs could carry them. Benji found them all back in the bedroom. It took some time to persuade them to come out. Benji, will you always be here to look after us? Dottie asked him. Benji gave a tiny little smile. It was nice to feel wanted. Of course, he replied. Hump was tired from their adventure. How am I going to sleep when I'm so hungry? He sniffed, settling back down in bed. Dottie and Rosie giggled. They danced around the bed. Max joined in. Why don't we all play in the yard tomorrow? Rosie suggested. What's your yard like? Asked Benji. I'll show you, said Dottie, and she helped Benji up so he could look out the window. Wow, he said. It looks really exciting. Are you going to play in the yard, Hump? Huh, said Hump sleepily. It's such a long way to the yard. I just might take a little nap instead. Benji smiled at his sleepy new friend. Dottie jumped back onto the bed and started to bounce. Benji looked up at the moon. He had a feeling that he wouldn't be lonely anymore. I wish that tomorrow is as much fun as today, he whispered. Then Benji turned to his new friends and took a huge leap and began to bounce on the bed. Here's to friends, he laughed. In the end. And that was called I Wish. Have a good night, boys and girls. Sleep tight. I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick.